The medium, Mr. Leslie Flint. The sitter, Mrs. Betty Greet and Mr. S.G. Woods. Before Mrs. Emily Hardy Britton comes through, you may hear several spirits trying to get through.
Hello. Hello, hold on. Good morning.
Hello, Nicky.
Nice weather you're having, aren't you?
Oh, we don't mind that, Nicky. We're used to it. Don't mind a bit, Nicky.
Yes, Andy?
It's possible and convenient. You don't always ask, but you know, we don't usually ask people. But that gentleman came to me the other day, Mr. John Grant. He gave such a wonderful talk that we were wondering if he could...
Oh, he was very pessimistic, wasn't he?
Very well. Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
There's no way if you can do that, you know, she can't know.
What
did
you say?
Amazes me how they all seem to find their way. As if it were a light in the darkness. As if indeed it is. When you have your it is in a kind of way like a light shining in the darkness of your world. It is a ray which seems to draw and attract innumerable souls towards you. Some who are near the earth, of course, earthbound. Often those who are in need of help, and of course those from other spheres, some of course who are known to you, who come at regular intervals, and then of course the guides of the instrument, whose task it is to prepare the way for certain individuals who have something of importance or interest to convey. But it is an extraordinary sight. If it were possible for you to witness the manifestation of power that emanates all around and about you when you sit. Some of them, of course, come to you in your homes and are conversant with your thoughts and the work that you are doing. And in consequence, when you come here, endeavor to be present, they may not speak. Perhaps in some instances they have no particular desire to speak themselves. But they come with love, with a desire to assist and to help some particular soul who has been chosen to speak, in a sense, for them all. And of course there are diverse conditions. And these conditions must from time to time affect the results that you receive. But nevertheless, when the channel is clear, when the way is found suitable for a communicator to made himself or herself, as the case may be, felt when they can assert their personality and can make themselves audible and are able to clarify their thoughts, transmitting so much of themselves to you, then you receive what you must feel, obviously, is a good contact. But of course there are many people in your world who are inclined to jump to conclusions, who are inclined to be dissatisfied if the channel isn't clear, if the communication isn't perhaps as they would wish. And there are those who dismiss quite casually the efforts that are made by souls with good intent and purpose in their desire and hope to be of service. There are those in your world who have little or nothing to offer themselves, either in the way of mediumship as such, or in knowledge or experience of these things, who, unless it fits in with their preconceived ideas or notions, are inclined to turn aside and scoff, even when perhaps a great effort has been made by some soul on this side to break down the barrier between our world and yours. We realize that we are often, as it were, knocking our heads against the proverbial brick wall. But what makes it, of course, sometimes very distressing is that when all the work and all the effort that has gone into a particular session or communication, that it is not always received in the spirit in which it is given, we do not suggest or indeed anticipate that every individual who listens to the voice of the Spirit shall accept it completely and wholly. In the beginning, they themselves, quite rightly, have their own free individual attitude of mind and approach, and they are free to accept or discard. But there are some, particularly, that we find very distressing, inasmuch that they have knowledge and some experience, and yet if it does not fall in with that which they hold, their own personal aspect of truth, put it like that, they are only too ready to turn aside and even ridicule. If a person in your world is anxious for truth, they will realize very quickly that no one person or no one organization or no one particular guide, for that matter, has the whole truth. Every individual has an aspect of truth, which in itself is true enough. But there are limitations set by many conflicting conditions and complexities of communication alone, on different wavelengths, as it were, or various conditions of thought force, so that you will have aspects of truth, sometimes at variance, one with another. But this does not alter the fact that as one links with the Spirit, you must thereby have, according to one's own self and one's own personality, according to one's own aspiration, aspects of truth, varying in degree. And that which we find very distressing is that there are so many in your world who profess to be called spiritualists, who perhaps has spent many years of study and have rightly their own views, as everyone must, but who, nevertheless, have closed their minds to any other aspect of truth, any other communication that may come through some other source different to their own. And you have this pettiness, this foolishness, which even sometimes amounts to jealousy, to such an extent that instead of the movement of spiritualism progressing as it should, wholeheartedly, cooperatively, spiritually combined, yet on levels of differing thought, on levels perhaps of differing aspects, yet nevertheless working in harmony, you have this disharmony. You have this appalling aspect which causes many people on the fringe of spiritualism who are searching sincerely to be put off, who say, quite rightly, if this is spiritualism, if this person is a propagandist for this great truth, as they call it, if this person is an example, then I'm not at all impressed. And many people are put off in consequence. We do not ask, we do not expect that everyone should agree. I think that would be very stupid and would show very clearly that progress as such would be impossible. Until there is, in a sense, a form of disagreement, but in a harmonious sense, people on different levels must have their own aspects. This is accepted and understood, the same as we on this side, on our different variation of condition or aspect of realization according to our evolution or lack of it. On the different wavelengths and vibrations that we come, there must be these different stratas of consciousness and therefore different aspects of knowledge. But what we do find so appalling is in the spiritualist movement today, and this is nothing new, does not only apply, of course, to spiritualism, but it applies to all religious organizations and bodies, and indeed in all walks of life. This, we know, to some extent is unavoidable, but we do find very distressing this realization of spiritualists disagreeing to such an extent that instead of forwarding truth, they are holding it back. There are those who listen to your tapes and are impressed. And then they want to learn a little more. And of course, naturally and rightly, those who hear want to have the experience themselves. The tapes have a great value and a great use. They start people off thinking. And of course, eventually, many of the people concerned want the actual experience for themselves. Personal experience is the only proof, the only real proof, that will give conviction. This, I think, is so important. But what is a tragedy that so many spiritualists, who should know better, try to warn others off, or try to make some excuse, or try to find another answer. Indeed, they use many ulterior, sometimes, methods of undoing the good that is being done and has been done in the past, and try to discredit the source or the mediumship all the work that's being done by people such as yourself. Whether we should ever alter this situation, one cannot say. Perhaps it is that while human beings are human beings, there will always be this problem. But it is sad, it is tragic, that so much that could have been done is undone by the very people who should be supporting who should be doing everything in their power to forwarding this truth. There is so much woolly talk among mediums and spiritualists generally. There are so many woolly mediums who, because they close their eyes, assume they are mediums. There is a great deal of vaporing going on. And so many things are accredited to the spirit, which are merely the figments of fertile minds. And oftentimes people who are anxious to be considered what they are not. We are having to battle against this also. There are innumerable people in the spiritualist movement who are not mediums, but who consider themselves as such and are accepted, unfortunately, as such by often people whom one would have given more credit for their intelligence. And the lack of it, the intelligence in the spiritualist movement at times, causes us great concern. We do not ask you to accept everything that comes as gospel. We ask you to use your common sense, but more important, to use your uncommon sense. In other words, we ask you to try to realize that there must be, because of the very nature of communication, sometimes discrepancies, because of the manifold difficulties of communication. But this method of communication, which is by every degree so much more advanced, so much more reliable than the vaporings of so many of these foolish people who give forth so much that when analyzed means little or nothing at all, and can oftentimes be traced back to their own minds, subconscious or otherwise. We are giving to you, as best we can, a direct communication, which is by far and away superior to any other communication in your world. But you will have to stand the affrontage of all sorts of people and all sorts of minds, petty and otherwise. We will do all we can to help you. We shall bring from time to time all manner of people to you. But there will be difficulties. These must be expected, and you know of them. But when you receive a good communication, when you record it and send it out, you can be well assured that it will be seed sown on good ground. Here and there, it will fall on the stony ground of minds oft-times opposed to truth in a fuller sense. And those who are afeared, those who have their own personal acts to grasp, these people who oft-times are outside of what you term spiritualism, in various religious organizations and bodies, whose minds are closed and prejudiced. Perhaps from this quarter we must expect opposition, and it is natural. But what appalls us more than anything is the fact that there are so many who in their own small way are doing good work, oftentimes, but who are, it seems to me, deliberately trying to bar any knowledge from any other source but their own, and who, if they cannot find fault with that which we give in this way, make remarks or pass certain things one to the other, to try to discredit. This we find appalling. And there are individuals to resent, unfortunately, the work that you are doing, that we are doing with you and through you. And oftentimes they are instruments themselves of a kind, in some shape or form. And it is an extraordinary thing how they resent this work that we do. But we must not allow this attitude of mind and foolishness of heart stop us from going forth. Truly it is so that he who would truly serve must be called upon to carry the heaviest cross. That we sow the seeds of righteousness and truth, this is all that matters. That we do that which we are called upon to do, and we do it with a good heart, knowing that we truly do the work of the Most High, that truly we are the servants of the Most High, that we spread where'er we go this truth, that all shall be made free, and that all shall find the true path. We must all stress more and more the need for cooperation, the need for loving understanding and true brotherhood among men, and that there are many truths, many aspects of truth, that each and every one is a purveyor to a degree. But I maintain that this method of communication, properly used and applied, can do more for the spreading of truth and the bringing together of mankind and the peace that we all seek upon earth than any other form or method. So therefore, my friends, do not be disheartened, though you sometimes are discredited. Go forward in strength, know that we are with you, and that which we do is truly greater than ourselves. We are but the servants of a greater power. Go forward and know that we are with you always. May God bless you.
Don't you have your name, friend?
My name is Emma Harding Britton.
I thought you were.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh,
thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Mickey. Thank you, Mickey.